In the United States, claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week to their lowest level in 4 years, adding to recent signs of health in the U.S. economy. The figures from the U.S. Labor Department show jobless claims fell by 6,000 to 357,000 in the week. To the markets, and expectations for a solid U.S. jobs report tonight were overshadowed by concerns about Eurozone's debt issues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 0.1%. The technology-focused NASDAQ index rose 12 points. Across the Atlantic, signs of improvement in the U.S. jobs market encouraged investors to take on more risk. The local share market is, of course, closed for the Easter break. It lost 0.3% yesterday. Spot gold prices gained around 1% in New York, but are falling back a little now. Oil prices rebounded amid tightening sanctions on Iran. And the Australian dollar has fallen against a strengthening greenback, but is edging up in local trade to 103.08 U.S. cents. The Australian Automobile Association says petrol prices should go down, not up, this Easter long weekend. Prices jumped last weekend, and the association's Andrew McKellar says if the usual 10-day cycle continues, they should begin to drop from today. But if they don't, he says it could mean petrol companies are taking advantage of the fact that so many people will be hitting the road for the 4-day break.